The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, from the chair behind all the knobs and switches, here's Nate.
You know what? I really fucking mean it this time, Jason. I'm getting new intros cut for this show. I've been threatening for like a month to do it, and it's time to do it.
Do it.
It's more than time to do it.
Then you can have like a... Then you can hit like the button that's like, this name, this name, this name, this name.
Or I can just get rid of all the names and just have an intro. And just we can just talk about whoever's here.
Yeah, very true.
It's good. Well... Here's the thing. Sam is going away for the summer.
Right, yeah.
Which started earlier than we expected.
Yeah.
Because he forgot what day it was. I love Sam. I really do. It's the only thing that keeps me from slapping him. So, as we go through the summer, we're going to have subs in. I mean, Kareem will be back next week. You're here. I'm here. But we're going to have the fourth chair is going to be, throughout the summer, a bunch of people who used to be hosts of the show. So Christiana Dominguez will be here.
Yay.
Mel Gelbart will be here.
Yay.
Larry Mead will be here.
Oh, my goodness.
And the lady who will be performing our wedding ceremony, Becca Costello, will be here.
Oh, Miss Costello.
That's right. All of those people will be here throughout the summer. So got a big summer coming up. The fifth anniversary of the show coming up in July, about a month.
Hmm.
5 years. Jeez.
Five
fucking years of doing this. Every single week for your people.
It seems like just yesterday you came to me and you're like, hey, Jason, I'm thinking about doing this whole podcast thing.
Right.
Would you, listen, I know you have some radio history. Come hang out with me. I'm like, podcasting? What is that?
That's true. You were the original fill-in.
Yeah, back in the day.
The original fill-in. 2011 is when the show started, so... Come a long way. It's the Uncensored Monday episode, in case you couldn't fucking tell. Wednesday and Friday are now radio friendly, so you can listen to them with the kids, or, you know, whoever. Maybe your easily upsettable friends.
Or a pastor.
Yes. Sit with your pastor. Although, you know, Sushi Brian, I believe, is now a Buddhist pastor of some sort.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And he listens. Unless he stopped and didn't tell me.
Hey, Brian, if you're listening... I would love to learn more about your religion.
About Buddhism?
Well, yeah, because we're going to take our kid to church somewhere, so.
You have to?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's important to have some type of spirituality or something.
Sure. Enough to scare them straight, is really what you're saying.
Enough just to know that there's something else, you know, besides mom and dad.
Yeah, it's good to see that Sushi Brian still makes some sort of sauce. It looks like bottled jizz. And he puts it on Facebook, and he's like, who wants some? And people are all excited about
it.
And
I just, like hotcakes.
I cannot for the life of me stop thinking that it looks like bottles of jizz.
Well,
and that it's all some evil plan where he just sits back and laughs.
And laughs.
And laughs. No, he wouldn't do that. He's a nice guy. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
It's true. So coming up on the show today, we've got a lot of stuff. What happens when you want to go and take out a loan against your car's title?
Okay.
You think those people are unscrupulous? Well, we found some with a few scruples. We'll explain that. What else we got going on? Oh, there is a problem with marijuana.
Shock.
And and sheep.
Oh.
There's a big concern over that.
Okay. Let's learn more about that.
There's a big concern over that. And we'll get to the airing of the grievances in a second. But I saw this as I was going through the last show when we were talking about the woman who shot the bed.
Yeah.
And is now got arrested for domestic violence because her husband is a gigantic fucking pussy.
Yeah, big pussy.
This is from Ohio, which I like to call the Florida of the North. A judge ordered an Ohio man to stay away from the Kroger store, which is a supermarket.
Yeah.
Where he allegedly stripped naked and defecated on a self-checkout scanner.
That sounds like a genius comedic experience to me.
Colin Murphy, who is 23, was arrested following a repulsive incident inside the Kroger market in the Hyde Park neighborhood of Cincinnati, where former co-host of the show Mel actually is right now. She's in Cincinnati. According to the criminal complaints, he entered the Kroger, stripped naked in front of a male employee. apparently, he smelled of alcohol, had slurred speech, and staggered as he walked. Now, after disrobing, Murphy defecated on You Scan It. He lives less than 2 miles from the store. He was arrested on disorderly conduct and public indecency. During a court appearance, a judge set his bail at $2,000 and barred him from returning to the soiled Kroger. That's unfortunate when you can't go to the grocery store closest to where you live.
Yeah. Oh, my God, man. That is, I mean, that is either I feel really bad for the guy or, man, like, one of the things I miss about getting drunk is getting so drunk to actually tell a place how I feel about it. Like, and I'm sure because if you've ever used those self-checkout lines and stuff like that, here in California or in Sacramento, we have this bag thing now where you have to have a bag and you have to get charged for it. So, like, it senses how much. So, like, how much the bag weighs and if it's the right bag here. So, yeah. I would love to defecate. I would love to defecate on, like, the one, like, at the Safeway in Midtown.
This guy looks like a really, really drunk, sleepy Aaron Rodgers. He has the same look. And when Aaron Rodgers had the porn stash.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. It's hard to air grievances after that. And that's really airing your grievance.
Yeah, that's I wish I could air that grievance.
Going to go and shit on the scanner. By the way, that Safeway you mentioned, fuck them. Before the bag thing came in, I would go in with my shopping bags, and they have this thing that says, brought my own bag. And you hit the button that says, brought your own bag.
Oh, yeah.
You put your bag there, and then the fucking thing would lock up, and I couldn't scan anything. And I'm like, and so then the guy would come over, because the one guy for the four places, and he would punch in his little code and go, there you go. And I would scan one thing and put it in, and then it would say the weight didn't match.
Yeah.
And I'd have to call him over again. And I'm like, why is this such a big problem here? And he goes, well, you got your own bag. And I'm like, I do this at the goddamn Walmart. The fucking Walmart in West Sacramento can figure this shit out. And you can't?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's very frustrating. It caused one of the first arguments that my wife and I ever had. And by argument, I mean, like, me getting upset. Because
And her telling you to calm down.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how often that is a discussion. You don't need to be so upset. Okay, now I'm really angry.
Yeah.
Just a tip. If you're dealing with somebody who's upset about something, really the worst thing you can say to them is, you don't need to be so upset.
I want to be upset.
Right?
I want to be upset right now.
And by the way, the most reasonable, logical, loving woman in the world will tell you that. But if she were upset about something, specifically something you did.
Yeah.
And you were to say, you don't need to be so upset.
Oh.
The Tasmanian devil of pain would come down upon you.
Oh, yeah. It'd be over.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Definitely no more blowjobs for a while.
Right? Yeah, there'd be no more a lot of things for a while. Because I'm angry. Speaking of which, it's time to air the grievances. What do you got? Anything pissing you off this week?
It's just a continuation of last week's, I guess, grievance.
Oh, well.
The issue is that now, like, the grievance that I'm really upset about now is that, like, I'm really upset with him because he's made my life a fucking hell.
Oh.
Like, come on, man. Like, my wife is just, it's like, last night I get done making dinner. Like, I'm like, want to sit down. I want to eat dinner with my wife and Alex and, like, just have dinner. And I'd already done dinner. We already had dinner. Mm-hmm. After dinner. We just wanted to relax and watch some TV with my wife. And she's out in the backyard doing the fucking weeds. Picking the fucking weeds. And then, like, she's, like, upset picking the weeds because the weeds are so bad because it wasn't done when it should have been done. And then we have a fucking, we have a weed eater, but we don't have an extension cord for it. And it's just, I want to help her so bad, and I wanted to, anyhow.
You can't get between an angry woman and what she's doing.
No, you can't. Like, once she set her mind on doing that, like, I went out there and was, like, pulling weeds. She's like, you do not need to be here. I'm like, and I was like, well, I want to be here with you. I was like, she's like, you have Alex inside. You need to go in there and hang out with him. I'm like, but I don't want you to be out here by yourself doing this. She's like, you don't need to be here.
At what point did her head actually do the full 360-degree turn?
Probably about midway through my last sentence that I said like that. I was like, okay, bye. No, I love her incredibly, and she's an amazing woman. And I feel bad. I feel, if anything, I'm really upset now with my neighbor because... like, I don't like my wife being upset.
Right.
And now she is upset and disheartened, and, like, there's nothing I can do about it, you know?
Yeah. You've already done enough.
I know.
I think you know what has to be done.
Yeah, I'm going to have to save up some money and pay somebody to weed the backyard.
That's one solution.
Save up my money that she, like, save up my money that I get, like, from our, because we're on a very strict budget.
Sure.
Save my little bit of
your allowance.
My allowance that I have. And, yes, somebody do it.
Or you could do it.
I have asthma really bad, and my allergies are horrible. Like, that's, like, one of the few things that I cannot do really at all.
Okay.
Like, I can't, I used to mow lawns when I was a kid.
Sure.
To the point of having an asthma attack, and people, like, it was almost an act. Like, I would go mow somebody's lawn and then have a really bad asthma attack about three quarters of the way through it. And then I get a nice tip.
Have a Fred Sanford style heart attack.
But it worked, and I always got the job done, and it always looked great. But I usually got a big tip because I had a really bad asthma
attack. I'm gonna get you, like, a respirator.
Oh, if I had a respirator, that'd be cool.
Let me get you a little respirator so you can wear that.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
You look like a fly out there. It'd be good to go. So you need to save up for a respirator is what has to happen. Problems.
Oh, man. Problem solved.
By the way, if it makes you feel better, not playing Matchbox 20 under the airing of the grievances.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's much better.
It's Anger by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, better, yeah.
Who was shot by his dad on April Fool's Day. That's an odd, terrible way to go. To get shot by your dad on April Fool's Day.
Especially when you're up and coming, like, number one, one of the best soul artists ever, right?
He already was. Oh, he was well established
but,
by
I mean,
1984,
like,
yeah.
He would have been, he still would have been around. Like, maybe. Hey,
you'd like to think so.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, it's 2016, everybody's dying this year.
Everybody.
Except, I have a weird grievance. So. Yeah. A lot of celebrity deaths this year. And last week we learned about another one. You're probably a little too young for the TV show Alice.
I remember that was one of the Kiss My Grits, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, one of the actresses on Alice, the one who played Vera, who was the high-strung one, she was there the whole run of the show, she passed away. On December 31st. But we only just found out about it. Because there was no memorial service, there was no nothing, because she didn't want there to be any fanfare. And her husband, who played the anchorman on Murphy Brown, was like, well, she didn't want anything. So, by the way, okay, don't have a big thing, but...
at least tell the world.
Yeah. Just put out an announcement. Just say, hey, after a long illness, Beth Howland has lost her battle with whatever it was. She'll be missed. That's it. Haven't we suffered enough with celebrity deaths? We have to get a marginal TV actress from the 70s and 80s dropped in the middle of all this shit.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere,
which is like even worse.
Right? Now I'm worried about Linda Lavin. What's going to happen to her?
Yeah.
Is she next? She played Alice.
Yeah.
just saying. So that kind of irritated me this past week.
Yeah, what are we going to find out about Sean Connery, you know?
I was with your mother last night, Trebek. Yeah, it's been a weird, weird, weird year for a lot of celebrity deaths.
A lot.
A lot of them. You know what? Oh, here's something else that pissed me off.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Some fuckwit publication is paying Rob effing Kardashian and his soon-to-be wife, Black effing China Kardashian, paying them over $1 million for photos of them and their new baby when it comes.
Are you fucking serious?
I am dead serious.
And the media does not understand why the printed form is going out of, like, Jesus Christ.
Well, it wouldn't be different if it were, even if it were a website that did it. But yeah, TMZ broke that. I was just like, what?
What the fuck, man?
Let me look this up real quick, because it was just like, what the hell? Also, I don't know what this whole Amber Heard Johnny Depp thing is. She's claiming he beat her. Cops don't believe it. I don't even know.
I don't know.
I'm completely at a loss. Oh, and the actor who played the good cop on The Shield, convicted of murdering his wife.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
No, Michael Jace, who was the rookie cop.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got convicted of second degree murder. Killing his wife.
Fucking A.
I know, right? Hold on, I'm having to scroll way too much to find this Rob. I don't know why I'm this interested in the Rob Kardashian thing.
Because it's fucking shitty. Why the fuck does he get $1 million? Like, why don't you come get pictures of my fucking baby? It's going to be a lot cuter, and it's not going to be half fucking retarded.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not $1 million. Hold on. I heard wrong.
Oh.
Okay. $275,000. Oh, hold on. No, hold on. Let me make sure I read this. Oh, no. That's how much paid for watches. $275,000 for a pair of watches for these two assholes. How much do they have coming in? What is going on?
Jesus Christ.
It is a seven-figure deal for first baby pics. There we go. It's a TMZ exclusive. Yeah. It's not going to be anywhere near the money that J-Lo and Mark Anthony got, or that Brad and Angelina got. They got $6 million and $11 million respectively. But Brad and Angelina gave theirs to charity.
I wonder who Chris and I is, like, who will give ours to.
I wonder if Kris Jenner will adopt me.
I might.
Seriously, I'm at that point. I'm like, you know, maybe Kris Jenner could adopt me, because clearly you don't have to have any talent.
You don't.
Or even be remotely attractive.
You just have to have that last name.
Hot.
Oh, let's change our last name to Kardashian.
Sweet Jesus.
I'll be Jason Kardashian.
Look, I was going to add an EZ to my name to make myself sound Hispanic, to get on that sweet Latino train.
Yeah.
Be like, no. Yeah, totally. It's I come from the Spanish side that came in.
The Nate Darlinguez.
Nate Darlinguez. It's gonna be. Yeah, but I could go Kardashian. I could hyphenate it. Nate Darling Kardashian.
Yeah.
Why not?
Darling Kardashian. That's,
sure.
Yeah.
Change it. Yeah. So that was $1.1 million for fucking baby pics. Of.
I kind of want to punch myself in the face.
Right. Anyway. There's a strip club that's catching a lot of flack right now in Michigan. It's a controversial sign they had up offering jobs to the class of 2016. They're saying it was meant to be a joke. Michelli's Corner, a topless bar, drew criticism from locals and online viewers for a viral Facebook post for the controversial message on the marquee, now hiring class of 2016. Local woman Lisa Mulholland said the sign sends the wrong message to high school graduates.
That men are dirty and greedy and dirty and want boobies.
Okay. She said she doesn't have any problem with the strip club, but she finds the sign to be in poor taste, saying they're good people, but I still don't think it's right. I don't think it's right at all. Resident Lisa Dickerson agreed. Children fresh out of high school shouldn't be taking their clothes off for money. I think it's sickening. The club released a statement saying the sign was meant to be humorous, saying, in no way were we trying to offend anybody. The sign was simply a joke. By the way, it may be simply a joke. I guarantee most of their dancers between 18 and 21.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. Unless they've got a lot of scars. Unless it's one of those clubs. Yeah.
And also if it's 21 and up club, too.
Oh,
it could be a liquor.
Yeah, but you can still dance in a 21 and up club if you're not 21.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
It's true. You just can't drink. All right. So this is something that might concern you, Jason. I know you're a proponent of the marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, officials from a city in South Wales are warning that a group of sheep, I say, could have ingested cannabis. Could have. Which would cause them to stir up trouble in nearby towns. Apparently, the sheep could in the area could ingest cannabis plants that were dumped from an illegal cannabis factory. A county councillor said, "I dread to think what will happen if they eat what could well be the cannabis plants. We could have an outbreak of psychotic sheep rampaging through the village."
Yeah. Most likely, you just get a bunch of sheep that were stoned and trying to figure out how to call a Domino's down the street.
There's already a flock of sheep roaming the village, causing a nuisance. There are people they're getting in people's gardens, and even one entered a bungalow and left a mess in the bedroom. But have we not gone past reefer madness at this point? Do you think sheep are suddenly going? It's sheep reefer madness, is what it is.
Like, and it's like they might. Come on, man. Like, it sounds like these are just some unruly sheep that need a good sheep herder. I mean, where's Mary, you know? where is John, you know, right?
How about a sheepdog?
Little boy Blue?
How about a sheepdog?
Yeah, get your sheep under control, Wales.
Apparently, the cannabis had been removed from the area, and they've condemned the process of illegally dumping the waste, known as fly tipping, saying, "They fly-tipped waste, and now it's been removed. We urge anyone with information who may be responsible to contact either ourselves or the South Wales Police."
Yeah, because they're going to come forward.
"Fly-tipping has a negative impact on local communities, and we're all doing all we can to both prevent it and clean it up as quickly as possible at known hotspots."
Well, the one thing about stoners, and growers are usually stoners also, is that they're stupid enough to keep going to the same exact spot. So there's a hot spots. Come on, guys.
Stoner sheep. I think they're just talking about people who are dumping stuff. And by the way, turn yourself in, for God's sake. Come on, turn yourself in. It was all good for a laugh now. Come on. you know you won't do it. Meanwhile, in Utah, a man was arrested for running around naked with bells attached to his genitals.
That's where Sam is.
Right? Maybe it's one of his grandpas. Anyway, the man's name is Keith Allen Beck. He's 64.
Oh, too old, man.
That's right. So they were probably low-hanging. He was collared by the Utah County Sheriff's Office. They were responding to a report of a naked man near Diamond Fork Canyon in that's Hot Springs in Spanish Fork, which is a city about 10 miles south of Provo. According to cops, several underage witnesses described Beck's naked gallivanting. When deputies confronted Beck near the Trailhead parking lot, he was dressed. However, he did not deny the accounts of the minors and said that he, and I quote, "just likes doing what witnesses describe to see their reaction." He was cited for lewdness involving a child, which is a misdemeanor. His rap sheet includes a 2005 conviction for exposing himself to a female restaurant employee while ordering food.
Oh, the lobster, and well, how's my dick look?
I'd like to order a wiener.
So I'd like to get a double espresso. And oh yeah, by the way, my dick. Is it that? I wonder how he just transitions to it. If he's just like, "Yeah, I'll get a water with lemon in it." And, oh yeah, can you take a look at this, please?
Or does he just completely ignore it, like it's not out? just wander around, wait till he knows.
That's what I would do. That's what I do to my wife. I just leave it hanging out.
It's the slow burn effect.
Just wait until she catches an eyeful of my dick hanging out, and then she's like, "Fucking asshole, put it away."
Well, the thing is, when you're with somebody long enough and you do that, all you get is, "Yes, I see it."
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's usually what.
Yes, I see it. Fine. It's unknown whether the police confiscated his bells as evidence.
That was low hanging fruit.
Yeah, it's bad times. But it's unclear what kind of bells they were either.
Probably silver.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Hey, meanwhile, a South Carolina man was arrested after applying for a loan Why? So he could purchase meth.
Hmm.
According to the police report, Grady Carson, oh Grady, went to the Carolina Title Loans office in Spartanburg to secure a loan against his automobile. According to its website, the loan company provides fast cash to deal with an unexpected expense. Well,
drugs are that.
It is. They charge interest rates that begin at 96%.
Oh, yeah. No, that's why those places should be illegal.
Right. Yeah. Well, how long are you going to keep your car at a 96% loan? Carolina Title Loans employee told cops that Carson, who was pacing as he filled out paperwork, told her that he, quote, needed money to purchase meth. Since her manager was at another store, the worker faxed a help letter to the second employee who contacted cops. Faxed it? Is this Title Loans place located in 1992?
No, but I get it. That's probably how she had to communicate, because she was trying to just like not let him know that she was trying to... I mean, first of all, the fact that this chick had any scruples whatsoever and like did not just do it, like that just goes to show that she is a good person. I guarantee you 90% of all the other people that work at those places would have just done it.
Well, they're dead inside.
You have to be to work at those jobs, like that type of place.
Well, when officers arrived at the loan business, Carson was handcuffed and the search of his pockets turned up a glass container with an off-white rock-like substance inside. Carson, who cops noted, stated that it was cocaine, but he was not going to smoke it because he did meth. Well, of course.
Right.
He was charged with narcotics possession and booked into the county jail until he was released from custody around 4:40 a.m.
Are you serious?
Yep, 12 hours.
Oh, my God.
Probably just about enough time to sober up.
Probably just enough time to figure out how he's going to get his next score, because he's not getting any real help. Jesus.
He shoots, he scores. That's what's all going on. It's one of those weird things. But, yeah, South Carolina. Yeah, we've talked about those places before, but Jesus. I mean, come on. 96%. That's where they start.
Yeah, that's where it starts.
And you think your credit card rates are high.
Yeah.
I mean, those are bad enough, but.
It's horrible. And as somebody that got stuck in the trap of using those places once, man, like I had checks. I had paychecks floating at three different places,
mm-hmm.
like at the same time, to the point where like there was no way I could get out. No way you could get out.
Yeah.
So that's horrible stuff.
Yeah. You just get caught in the trap. Like, you know, Elvis would say you can't walk out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't have Elvis. Sorry.
I was waiting for it.
I know. I thought of the Elvis thing after I figured it out, but...
It's all right.
Well, yeah.
Well, this is a good... I mean, we had that stripper.
Exactly. That was the idea. That was the idea.
Oh, man. Can I just imagine... Like, that's such a funny joke. I mean, like, that's hilarious. Like, the fact that anybody's upset about that is just... That's not a grievance. That's, like, good-hearted... It's a strip joint. Of course they're going to say, welcome class 2016. You're now hiring 2016. Like, that's great.
Clearly a joke.
Clearly
I like
joke.
The one woman who was offended by the bad taste of it, but didn't mind the strip club.
Yeah. Yeah. She's being...
She's almost a good egg.
Yeah. Almost.
Listen, everybody's got to make a living doing their thing, and if your thing is shaking your titties, so be it.
And you know what? If you're late... If you do it because you want to do it, it's your body. So you get to do it. Just why does anybody have to tell anybody what to do with their, like, if that's what she wants to do, then that's what she wants to do.
It's true. I'm all for it.
I'm totally fine. Like, totally fine with it. As long as there's not a guy, like, saying, you gotta shake your titties. As long as that guy's not there. As long as it's like, you know what? I really think I'd like to make some money shaking my tits tonight. If that's what she says, then that's totally cool. Like... Anyhow, that's she's old enough. Yeah.
Well, speaking of titties, I feel the need to share this song with you. It's Wheeler Walker Jr. This song's called "Drop 'Em Out."
see them titties going to take along with those tiggle bitties. Arizona's looking nice, nipples looking real pretty. Come on, let me get her at your boots.
I think it's a good way to go out.
Yeah. Wait, when are Mel, Christiana, or Becca going to be on the show?
Oh, throughout the summertime.
Okay.
I'll send this to him. Yeah, well, Wheeler Walker Jr. has songs called such as Fuck You, Bitch, Eating Pussy, Kicking Ass, Beer Weed, Cooches, and Sit on My Face. Also, Better Off Beaten Off, and Can't Fuck You Out of My Mind.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and a favorite, Which One of You Queer is Gonna Suck My Dick? All right, we'll be back on Wednesday with another radio-friendly episode of the Nate Darling Show, where we won't be playing this.
Nope, not this song.
Nope, none of the others I listed either, but there you go. Enjoy some Wheeler Walker Jr., everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye. Drop them out, let me see them knockers. Gonna take a long look at those big ham hockers. Just squeeze them together while I play with my cocker. Come on, let me get her at your boots.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.